What do you think? What do you think? This is only the beginning. This is my day. This is my day. I am going to ask you to bear with me and give me 10 more minutes over time because I need to finish my message. I'm not going to cut it down. I want to talk to you about what I feel today about the 4th of July, Independence Day. Did they do a good job this morning? I have never heard them like this. Randy, Sylvia, the choir, thank you for making my day. In the Bible, in Psalms, Chapter 144, verse 15, the Bible says, I'm going to read it, don't you worry. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. Is God our Lord?
Amen.
We are one nation under God, yes?
Amen.
We are, repeat that after me, we are one nation under God. And those who want to take one nation under God from the from this beautiful country that we live in, they have to take my life first. And I believe your life too. 56 men of means and education who had security, wealth, and great reputation. Some of them were lawyers, farmers, plantation owners, and merchants. They had families they loved and cherished, friends, business partners, and acquaintances. Some were very wealthy and owned vast properties. One common cause brought them together and united their hearts. Love of freedom and love of country. They all valued liberty more than anything else. Standing tall, straight, and unwavering, they signed the Declaration of Independence and pledged for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. They gave us an independent America. Can we keep it? We are celebrating Independence Day. And may I ask you to bear with me and let us take a few minutes to examine what we have. This is a time to remember the price of what we enjoy. The price of what we enjoy. On July 4th, we will celebrate Independence Day. And this marks the birth of our country. As we pause to remember those who gave their lives to give us the freedom we enjoy today. There were days of hardship and grave uncertainty that accompanied the efforts of those colonial leaders who led us to attain our liberty as a sovereign nation. Our founding fathers, God bless their souls, carved a nation out of wilderness and under God built here a country dedicated to freedom and justice for all. They laid the foundation of this great nation, which became the greatest nation under the sun, blessed with all the riches that God lavished upon us with spiritual and material blessings beyond imagination. While I was sitting in the second row there, and Alex was sitting by my side, I wanted to say a word. Alex recently became an American with his wife, Kalina. Let's give them a hand here this morning. And who is welcoming him except an immigrant from Lebanon who came 40 years ago to this country? Wouldn't that tell you something about this land? That welcomes every person with open hearts and open arms. Did you ever see people going from America to get to Russia and get to be Russians or any other nation? No, maybe one in 1 million years. But here, our shores, we have a long waiting list for people coming to America. May God bless this country. May God bless this country. These honorable men paid the price. And many of them sacrificed their lives so we can enjoy the life of freedom and prosperity that we have. No wonder that people from every other nation fled to our shores, and they are still doing so, to find freedom and shelter, seeking the life they always craved to have, but they never had in their country. May God continue to bless America. By simple contrast, we as Christians should pause to remember. We're remembering today. On a certain day in history, Jesus Christ left the joys of heaven to visit our shores and to purchase with his blood, the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, a nation for himself, different from any other nation, lavishing on it his heavenly blessings and freely giving it and given all the citizens that are supposed to be heavenly ones the freedom the world has never known. It behooves us today, as Christians, citizens of this country, to bow the hearts and knees to our Creator in full thanksgiving for his abundant grace and true salvation. And that's not all. He promised that though we enjoy his peace and liberty in this blessed land, he is preparing for us the ultimate country, the ultimate place, the ultimate home with immense blessings that soon will be ours as citizens of heaven. Don't you crave for that country? As we ponder over this, I wonder, at what price was this done? Christ's life on the cruel cross made it possible for you and me to look forward for our blessed and final destination. No one else could have given us such a freedom. And we have a pledge that we are going to be with him soon. This is why the Apostle Peter reminds us, writing, "You are a chosen generation." We feel it. As Americans, we do feel this way. And as Christians, we feel far more better. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his eternal light. May we never forget the price that was paid. A second thing we need to remember, that this is the time to return to our first principles. This is the time to return to our first principles. I love the old saying, let's go back to the basics. Don't you like that? I like it. I don't know about the new generations. The basics are the best, believe me. The words loyalty, divine providence, and trust in God, which are our sacred honors, are becoming forgotten words. Work, sacrifice, discipline, patriotic devotion, love of justice and freedom, honesty, high purpose, and respect for the rights of others. These were the first and basic principles in the foundation of our nation. And I see us slipping in this area. We are facing dangerous times today. The Bible is no more the ultimate word of God. And for years, the trend has been to withdraw religion from our public schools and government institutions. And it's still going on. We have seen it taking place in many institutions, regretfully. I pray that this trend will change and ask our Lord to raise men and women to preserve the godly traditions that we have. Do you know that our presidents, just to remind you, if you know, a reminder, does our presidents use the Bible in taking the oath of office? Congress opens its sessions with prayer, regardless who is the majority. Our pledge to the flag includes the phrase, one nation under God. Our coins are inscripted with, in God we trust. And the first sentence of the Declaration of the Independence uses the word God, recognizing Him as our Creator, while the last sentence uses the phrase, with a firm reliance on divine providence. What a nation! Today, there is a wave of atheism and hatred sweeping our nation. I regretfully say it. I don't like to say that. They are hating the Lord Jesus Christ. These certain factions. And they don't have anything to do with Him or His church here on earth. Many are working against the security of our country, and others are against the moral code instituted by God in His Bible. And others are pushing for same-sex marriages to conform society to the spirit of this age. This evil world has a mold of deceit and immorality, ungodliness, violence, and rebellion. Many do not see any harm. And, you know, you talk to people, you know what they say? I don't care. And they say, as long as it doesn't affect me, I don't care. I am safe. Wrong. I have news for you. Wrong. It will affect you and me and the rest of the nation now and through the coming years. I say, wake up, America. Wake up, Christians. Let us stand. And let's take a stand against the evil world that is around us. Let us not sleep and say, okay, we're living in a nice area. And I don't see it happening in our family. It might happen. It will happen. If we let it go by, let us stand firm on the gospel, on the word of God, and let us not be ashamed and tell the people when they are wrong. It is wrong. Let us not compromise our stand. Let's not compromise our love to this country and the love to our future country.
Let's be firm. Wake up and stand firm.
Evil is ravaging the world and our beloved USA. Danger is knocking at our doors. Our families are in peril. Our society is in danger too. The threat is real. And what are we to do? In the face of all these harmful injuries, we are called to return to God's principles. That's my word to you. Let us return to God's principles. For they are the only principles that work and cure the ills of our society. When the nation of Israel left God of old and followed the idols and started each one living on his own, and each one was doing what is good in his or her eyes, God called them in Ezekiel, saying, turn back from your evil ways. And the call from God today, let us turn back. Let us turn back. We as Christians, let us be careful not to be taken by this tide at all, but stand firm on the promises of God. And in Malachi, he pleads with them. The Lord is pleading with them, saying, return to me, and then I will return to you. History taught us that any nation that denies God's sovereignty is destined for failure and ruin financially, physically, and spiritually. Let us remember the word of God that says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who built it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the nation, the watchman keeps awake in vain. Let us stand up. My last word on this beautiful day celebration, this is a time to renew our allegiance to God and country. We need to turn to God. Pray and stand firm in the face of the enemy. Our ultimate goal should be faithfulness to our Savior, Jesus Christ first, then faithfulness to our beloved country. Regardless of the circumstances, we are called to be honest, sincere, and honorable citizens. Before anything else, we need, through the prayers of many and through your prayers and mine, to reclaim this nation to God and humble ourselves and seek mercy and forgiveness. We are called as heavenly citizens to align ourselves with the godly and seek the kingdom of heaven first, and all these things will be added unto us. We should be looking, though we enjoy our country, and we are going to stand for this country until the Lord comes, though we enjoy it, but we look for a better country. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Whatever happens, let's keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything else might fail us, but Jesus Christ will never fail us. And he said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Before anything else, we need, through prayers, to reclaim this nation to God and humble ourselves before him. And we need to be like Abraham. Though he knew he had plenty of land, plenty of properties, one of the wealthiest, God bless him, the wealthiest man on the face of the earth at that time. But you know, he considered himself a passing through, transiting. The Bible says he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And God's voice is still the same as he was yesterday. The voice is today, and the voice will be for tomorrow. As it was during the days of Solomon, when he addressed Solomon and says, Solomon, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Let us renew our allegiance to God and give Him His rightful place in our hearts first, in our homes second, in our churches and in our nation. Then and only then we can repeat the matchless words of Abraham Lincoln with assurance that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish from the face of the earth. May God help us to honor Him first, to humble ourselves, to renew our allegiance to our Savior. And I hope before you leave this place here, you will say, Lord, I want to be first and foremost sincere and honest and faithful to you. Then you can be sincere and honest and faithful to your country. God first, then country second. And then alone, we can bring our nation to accept the Bible and to accept the Word of God and to go back to the basics, to our founding fathers who sacrificed their lives to give us what we have. May God bless you and God bless America. Let's bow our heads for prayers. Our Father, we thank you for the opportunity to celebrate our freedom in this blessed land. May we never forget that true freedom comes from you, the freedom from sin and freedom from the evil things that are in the world. We thank you that we can stand here, open the Bible, sing about the Word with total freedom and liberty. And this is seldom found in very many lands across this whole universe. We thank you. May we ask you to bless our country. Bless our government. Bless those people who have authority over us. We pray for them. We pray that you bless each and every person. Bless your churches all over this nation. And may your word be first and foremost alive in our hearts and our lives. And may we pattern our lives after the word and after your Holy Spirit. Lead us, bless us, and help us to be sincere, faithful, and honest citizens of heaven and then of this blessed land. Dismiss us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.